Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share God's Word again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening here to this broadcast in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico, Iraq. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in the Philippines and every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So amen and amen. So while we await for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us to assemble together once again. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we petition you once again that your spirit will be with us. We ask that through your spirit you release to us in our hearts the understanding we need of the word of God. Help us today as we speak this day, Lord God, to rightly divide your word and to give your word accordingly as you will have us to give it. And Lord, those that are listening, Father, that seek your face concerning what we're telling them, we ask that you will show yourself unto them in the name of Jesus, that they may be rooted upon what you reveal to them as you have it to give to us to give to them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Today, we're starting a new series called What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. And this is part one, and I'm going to be speaking to you for a few minutes. And I'm about, the Lord said the same, I'm going to read a testimony of one of those 11 witnesses that I gave you by name in the other series we did on concerning those who witnessed to the Nephite record. And I want to say that there's a couple things that God has definitely given believers. Born-again believers, no matter what race or color you are, what gender you are, as long as you have accept Christ as Lord, that he has given most definitely to born-again believers that is to help us in this life and in this walk, especially until Christ come. Help us to be obedient. Help us to do things according as God set for us to do. And those two things is his spirit and his word. His spirit and his word. And this is why I know that Christianity as a whole have not been fully following it. I know some of you may say, well, you know, I'm doing what God had me to do. But I can definitely say I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, blessed, brother. Thank God for another blessed day, another opportunity of giving us on this broadcast to share the word of God with the listeners today. So thank God for you, brother. Glory be to God. And we are, as I share with the people, on a new series. It's titled What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. And what I was saying, that there's two primary things God has definitely given all believers. And I want to stress on that again, believers. Born again believers that will help us in our obedience to Christ, to help us in our walk in Christ, especially until Christ return. And those two things is his spirit and his word. His spirit and his word. And I was just sharing with the people This is why I know definitely for a fact that Christianity as a whole have not been submitting to either one of them.
Amen.
Now, I know that, like I said, I know that some people might get it hot and say, well, I'm doing what God had me to do and all that. But listen, and I pray you listen. And like I said, I'm going to talk for a minute and read a testimony of one of the witnesses. But I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because if Christianity as a whole was totally submitted to the written word and the Holy Ghost, we would not be separated as we are.
Amen.
We would not have all these, quote, denominations. We were not, you know, and I'm talking about people, I'm talking about Christianity, okay? I'm making this thing specific in Christianity. There's no way that anyone can tell me that Christianity been submitted to those two things completely. There's no way. Because if that been the case, then God would not have to do no restoration or restitution, okay? It wouldn't even be no need of that. But Christianity as a whole have not, okay? Now, we have been talking to y'all about one of God's books called The Record of Nephi, how it came forth, the marvelous work and the wonder God did with it. And as I told you that as we go on this series, we're going to talk to you about these men and, you know, and especially one in particular, because we have to get set the record straight on things. And especially dealing with one Joseph Smith, not only when God used him in a time he's humble, but in a time, his failings in times where he wasn't humble. Now, I want to read to you one of the testimonies and one of the witnesses. And I read to y'all 11 witnesses who witnessed to the Nephi record, the legit of the plates and all that. And I want to read to you the words of one of the witnesses concerning on this subject that I'm telling you now, okay, that God has definitely given his spirit and his word. And so this is what it says. It says, and this one of these witnesses, I'm reading his account. His name is David Whitmer. And this is what he said. He said, in June 1829, the translation of the Book of Mormon was finished. He called it the Book of Mormon, but God called it the Record of Nephi. Okay. And he said that God gave it to us as his holy word and left us as men to work out our own salvation and set in order the Church of Christ according to the written word. He left us as men to receive of his spirit as we walk worthy to receive it. Okay. And his spirit guides men into all truth. Okay. Now, I want to stop there. Now, notice the two things that he did name, the written word of God and the spirit of God. Okay. And David Whitmer said that, hey, God gave us these two things. But as we go on with more and more series, you're going to find out that they was not totally submitted to it. Okay. They was not totally submitted to it. Especially Joseph Smith, okay? Now, once again, as I told you before, you know, we have to set the record straight on things, okay? And I know this is something, especially on the failure side, that Mormons do not want to hear, okay? Because of their very big exaltation of Joseph Smith. Yes, at one time he was humble, a man of God, and was humble and was used by God, but he got up in pride. And the two things that I'm talking to you about now, he did not submit to it. And many of the members that was there too, the same thing. Okay. And this is why I say once again that I know that Christianity as a whole have not been totally submitted to those two things. Okay? I know that. There's no way, I don't care if you got 70,000 study hours to 100,000 study hours. There's no way you can convince me that Christianity as a whole has been submitted to it. Because we're setting up stuff that you can't even find in Scripture. Okay? We're making up offices, quote, in the church that you can't find in Scripture. Okay? And then, to make things worse, we're saying, oh, the Holy Ghost had me doing this. And, you know, and I'm going to say this as I turn it over to the hands of my brother. And once again, this is not to shame anyone, but there have been denominations or churches that you actually say, can you trace your church in the Bible? And if they were to be truly honest, which I had this encounter with one brother some years ago, and he was truly honest, he said, well, no, because he was a Baptist, okay? He said, well, no, you can't trace. I'm thinking like, okay, shouldn't that be a clue? You know, if we're going to say, let's follow the written word, and we're going to come up with something that's supposed to be of God, shouldn't Scripture support it? Okay? So if I'm setting up something that the Word of God doesn't support, especially an organization, then that should be a clue to me, first of all, to talk to God about it, and second of all, to leave it alone. Okay?
Amen.
So, having said that, I'm going to stop it here tonight because this is just part one, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're talking about what God gave to set his church in order, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, the first thing that God gave, hallelujah, as a long-term plan was his plan, okay? God had a plan. Do you believe God had a plan from the beginning of the world that started when he first created man, okay? When Adam sinned, okay, God had a plan set in order from that time, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we, as people of God, have not been following the plan of God, okay? Because we always go away from the plan of God, or we go against the plans of God, okay? And then God has to get someone. God has to raise up a person to set us back in order. That has
Amen.
Been happening. That has always happened, okay, through the ages, through the centuries, okay. Men had to be put back in order. They don't like it, okay, but when they get out of order, they get out of order, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, you
Amen.
Can go all the way from time, okay? You can go all the way from the time of Noah, okay? Hey, what did God have to do to set them order? The people at the time of Noah, he had to flood the whole world, right? Because they had all got what? They had got destroyed. I mean, they had got to a place where they didn't care about God's word, okay? And where they did everything that was in their imaginations. We're at that time now, okay? Where men are doing everything that's in their wicked imagination to do. And everything that comes to their mind, they do. Okay?
Amen.
And man has brought all these evil things in the world. Man created communism. Man created Catholicism. Man created Islamism, okay? Man and the devil and the world created all these things, okay? And all the false religions, all the witchcraft, everything, okay, they was created by these three. By man, right, by the world,
Amen.
And by the devil, things you've been working hand in hand with the devil through these years, okay? And every time God sends something to bring you forward, you won't go for it. Take you many years to come forward, okay? And you kick against it, you fight against it. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. That's the same thing the Lord said. And then the next thing the Lord set up, okay, was Noah, right? And then the next thing was what? The children, everybody was gathered around Babylon, okay? And they made that, they that one world religion. And they was trying to build a under the directions of this man, Nimrod, they were trying to build a tower all the way up to heaven. Now, they should know that that was impossible. But they were so silly, they thought they could actually build a how you think you can? You can't even build a temple. You can't build a tower even a quarter of ways to where it would take. And if you got a quarter of the ways, you wouldn't be able to breathe anyway. But you got everywhere. If you, you wouldn't be able to breathe, okay, you die.
Amen.
So that don't make no kind of sense, right? If you go so far up in the airplane, your oxygen, hallelujah, gets cut off unless you got some kind of a breathing apparatus in your plane or in your jet. Right?
Yeah.
Now, that's common sense. That's common sense, right? Now, you think you remember, brother, I was talking about they think they could steal a horse and ride into heaven. People think they can actually do that, okay?
Anyway.
Well, thank you, Jesus. People think they could set up a religion and that this religion is going to take them to heaven. Anything that they make up in their minds, anything that they imagine in their minds is good enough to make them, to bring them to heaven, no matter what it is, because there's many roads that lead to heaven, okay? Because this is what they said, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So what did the Lord have to do to Babylon? He had to confuse their languages, right? In order
Amen.
To set them to save their lives, he had to confuse their languages, because they had come in agreement that they were gonna be a one world government, a one world religion. At that time, the God would have to do one or two things. He had to confuse them, or he had to destroy them off the face of the earth like he did before.
Amen.
Now, thank you, Jesus. Every time man set up some man, he's a fat head. He doesn't know. Men's fat head. Flesh is fat heads, okay? And the only reason why you're still alive is because God has mercy on you. Because of God's grace, okay? And because he know that you're just flesh. And you flush in spirit. If you didn't have that, if you were just spirit, God would have destroyed you a long time ago. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in all the different ages, now men has always been fighting against God's will, God's purpose, God's plan, God's design. Okay, and we've been fighting against God's design, and then God. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, okay, we've been fighting, okay? Thank you, Jesus. God, when God set up the Ten Commandments, what did they say? What did they say to Moses? He said, Moses, you went up there and you carved those plates yourself. You carved them yourself, and so you could be a prince over us. We ain't gonna have it, Moses. We ain't gonna have it. We don't care whether God put you there or not. We ain't gonna have it. God called them all up and said, I'm gonna straighten this problem out here. And they said, we ain't coming up. They told God, we ain't coming up. So God had to destroy several of them, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they had a problem of realizing that God had set his authority up under Moses and Aaron, and that's the design that he had set up. We ain't going that way. This is what they said. So God had to whip them into place, and God had to make them to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years until all those generations that rebelled against God had died.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now that sounds harsh, okay, but you get to that, you at that place now. We at that place now.
Yeah.
We've been wandering around in the wilderness, wandering around, and God has played where he said, well, the time is near now, and I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to either destroy you or I'm going to let you die in the wilderness. And then I'm going to raise you up a people that will come out of the wilderness, okay? I'm going to raise up a people that will come out of the wilderness, okay, that won't be, hallelujah, overtaken by their church that they built up, the church, the religion that they built up, okay, and won't be led by their religion, by their doctrine, by their church, by their thoughts, okay? If you're a person of God, there's only one way you're supposed to be led, okay? Well, how does the scripture say we're supposed to be led? But we're still kicking against God.
Yeah.
There's only one way we're supposed to be led, and that's by the Holy Ghost, right?
Amen.
Each one of us that claim to have the spirit, that claim to be God's children, is supposed to have His Spirit, right?
Amen.
Claim to have His Spirit, we're supposed to have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. What is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost? The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. This is what it says in John 14 chapter, 15 chapter, 16 chapter, right? The Spirit of truth.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to be led by, right?
Amen.
If God is one God, why is He leading you in 100,000 different directions?
Yeah.
Why? Because that ain't God. That ain't His Spirit. That's you.
Amen.
So it would behoove you to do what? To say, hey, I got to find out the right way to go. Right? I got to find out the right way to go. I got to find out God's design. I got to find out His. And a lot of people don't know God's design. That's part of the truth of the dilemma is that a lot of people of God don't know His design. Even though they got doctorates, even though they got credentials, even though they got doctorates and theology degrees, okay, hallelujah. Even though they've been going to school for years and years and years, they still don't know God's design. They may know a little piece of God's design, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But when you know only a little piece of God's design, that's as far as you can go, right? Now, if you take that little piece of design that you have that God has given you, and you stay true to that piece of that little piece of design that God given you, stay in that place. God will send you a word, okay, that will bring you out of that, bring you out, okay, out of the wilderness, all the way to the place that He wants you to be, okay? But because people have set up their own churches, their own wills, their own ways, this is the reason why God, hallelujah, when He set up His church, they said, I ain't going that way. I got my own thing. I like my church. I don't like God's church. God's church. people don't really like God's church, okay? Because God is the head of His church, okay? There's only one head of God's church. It ain't the pastor, okay? The pastor ain't the head. The apostle ain't the head, okay? The elder ain't the head, right? The prophet ain't the head. Who's the head of God's church? Christ is.
Amen.
Right? Is that what the Bible says? Tell me, is that what the Bible says? Yes,
Amen.
The Bible does say that many, 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 many times. Okay, from the front of the Bible to the back of the Bible, it says that God is the head of His church, that God is the head, hallelujah, of His people, and that if you don't obey Him, where are you going to be found?
Amen.
Like the apostles. Thou hast the words of truth. Where shall we go? So when God reveals a little piece to you, where you supposed to stay? You're supposed to stay in the place that God set you. Not go any further than that, okay, brothers and sisters? You ain't supposed to claim things that you, because you're doing the same thing that Joseph Smith did. You may not be at a bad degree like he was, like at a certain degree like as he was, okay? But you're doing the same, you're working the same disobedience that he worked, the same rebellion that he worked, the same disobedience that he worked, the same pride that he worked is working in you. And that's why you got all this confusion, of this worldly confusion of religions, okay? Worldly religious confusion. That's why you got it. Are you getting this? Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to cut it off from here, okay? But this is what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about God's design. We ain't talking about your design, what you think, because I don't care what you think. God don't care what you think. The devil don't care what you think.
Amen.
You know the devil don't care what you think? The devil don't care. The devil only go out for one thing, that which is the devil knows he's a liar, right? And he's trying to get you to accept his lies, okay? And he only responds to those that are his liars. Are those that are truth tellers, completely truth tellers, okay? And you got to be completely overwhelmed or taken up with the truth of God, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in order for Satan to be afraid of you. Satan is not afraid of none of these churches. You know why he's not afraid of these churches? You know why? Because Satan knows that they are disobeying God in many, many things. So he don't have anything to fear from them. Because they can't cast out the devil. How can they cast out the demons? And they are walking in the devil's shadow, okay? And they are obeying him, and they're rebellious, they're prideful, okay? And many of the things that's working in the world is working in them. Well, that's why I'm going to drop it right now, okay? And give it back over to the hands of my brother. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to be hitting you hard. Now we're going to be hitting you real hard, okay? So look for it. Very hard.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't look for ain't no softness here. We cannot be soft, okay? We can be humble, but we cannot be soft, okay? The thing that we have to tell you is very hard. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, take it
away. Thank you, Jesus. And as my brother said, tomorrow we'll be doing part two to this series, what God gave to set his church in order. And like I said, you know, and the brother was just saying to you, we're just going to come straight with it, you know. And this has to be told, you know, it needs to be told. And, you know, that's what we have to do. So look for the advertisement tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. And tonight at 7 o'clock, Brother Lee would be on Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock tonight. So once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.